Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to be with you again.
Well, we're here in Harrisburg at the end of the fiscal year, in the middle of the budget battle. And there's a lot of talk about the budget process this year, as well as the budget, and how there are some things that really need to be addressed, some things that need to be fixed. What's going on here?
Mike, this is the first time since I've been in the legislature that I've actually voted in favor of a budget. And what we actually have in the budget this time is actually pretty good. But how we got there is an entirely different story. And that's a budgetary reform package that we really need to bring into the forefront. So let me give you an example. A significant portion of the budget this year for the increase, $748 million, was already spent, and it required us to make a supplemental request to give permission to the governor for that spending that's already taken place. I'd use the analogy from my career in the Marine Corps where I would say it's probably easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. We want to change the budget process to where it's got to be done so that we can say that we've gotten permission up front. So one of our budgetary reforms, as an example, is to have the budgets approved as a supplemental when we have to have increased spending. And that can happen anytime you have a dynamic organization. We are talking about a $33 billion, $34 billion entity. And when you count the federal dollars, it's over $80 billion. So those kinds of budget variables happen. So we need to have a flexible system. But to just carte blanche, go out and do something just doesn't make sense. Some of the other things that we have to do in terms of the priority is tie the Auditor General, the Office of Inspector General results in to make sure that we're not funding programs that are not effective. And as a result of that, we have a great bill that Senator Mensch had that became law. Representative Seth Groves got the SMART Act. I'm a co-sponsor. And we're doing a lot of budgetary reforms in that case. My lean government bill, House Bill 985, is now over in the Senate. I've got the Lean Government Operations Bill, which is Bill 1053, designed to help the government function more effectively. And that's all part of the budgeting process as well. So I think eventually we're going to start knocking down these barriers. And our leadership team did a great job on this year's budget. And the long-term strategic focus of the budget, I think, in the long run, will use taxpayer dollars that we've received in a far more fiscally prudent way than I think's ever been seen in the Commonwealth before.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.